I'm interviewing my mom. Her name is Kathleen. She is 53. It is December 5th, 2019. And the reason I chose her is because she's been around the whole world. And I'm conducting my interview in my mom's room. Okay. What was your life like traveling around the world?
It was amazing to see all the different cultures and all the beautiful beaches and rainforests and architecture. The people are so tremendously friendly around the world. It's amazing. I think Australia may have been the friendliest place I've ever been, but the most beautiful is probably Alaska. I spent 5 summers there, and it was just untouched and beautiful. However, it was very chilly and wet.
What was your most vibrant memory?
Of my childhood or of my travels?
Of your travels.
Most vibrant memory. Wow. Well, I worked on cruise ships, so I was able to see many, many ports. And vibrant, that's a tough one because, again, I'll go back to Alaska because there's nothing in the world like seeing amazing glaciers, watching them calve into the water, whales, puffins, otters, everything, all the wildlife that just hovers around the ship because you're moving so slowly. I think just the awe of seeing nature untouched was amazing.
Okay, that's pretty cool. What was your proudest moment?
My proudest moment in traveling?
Yes.
Probably was being able to see my family in Finland since my dad, or your pop-pop, was from Finland. My proudest moment was being able to go there and travel in his footsteps and see his old home, his old farm, his old school, and all of our family and how they actually live, which is tremendous. I loved it.
What was your favorite childhood memory?
Well, one of them actually, we used to get snow. I grew up just outside of Washington, D.C., and we used to get snow, and my neighborhood was full of kids my exact same age. It was a young neighborhood, so we all grew up together, and we had a huge, huge hill, and all the kids used to line up at the top of the hill, especially when it was icy, and race on our sleds, and a lot of people would wipe out and fall off and crash into the woods. And
did you ever get hurt?
Oh, yes. I have a very soft spot on my knee one time where I flew up on a sled and came down on it, and my knee hit the corner of it. So I left a soft spot, but also left a soft spot in my heart because it was pretty fun. So lots and lots of fun sledding memories and kids wiping out left and right and looking back and seeing the carnage.
Do I make you happy?
Oh, my gosh, do you make me happy. That's the second best thing I ever did in my life was you. I had Johan because he came first, and I had you. And I couldn't ask for a more beautiful, more talented, more funny, more loving, more helpful daughter than you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
What were your goals for the future?
When I was little? Do you ever look at all my books that you fill out, I always wanted to be a mommy, and I always wanted to travel, and I did both. I started traveling at a young age with Nini and Pop Pop, my mom and dad, and I got to get the bug deep down that I want to see more of the world and the country, and that's what I really wanted to do, and I ended up doing that as an adult when I joined a cruise ship and got to see the world.
That sounds really fun.
It was fun.
What was your favorite toy as a kid?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I always played sports, so I'd be that rare girl that would say a tennis racket and a basketball and the football of the neighborhood kids. And if you ask me board game, I'd have to say Risk was one of my favorites. Kerplunk. Because I like the strategy of pulling those sticks out and watching
like
the marbles too.
And what was your life like being the only girl in your family out of 3 boys?
Yeah, I know. I had 3 older brothers. I was the youngest girl, and I was 4 years behind the youngest boy. So the three of them were pretty tight. So I was able to do a lot more things with mom and dad. But it was good because I got to learn how to be more tough and do more male type things. Like I used to go hunting, and I used to, when we had a boat, I used to be the one that would, you know, drop the anchor or have to do certain things. You know, I know how to cut fish and gut fish. I know how to cook, and I know how to skin things. And it's just, I know how to shoot guns. I just know a lot of things, but also I always knew how to take care of myself because I wasn't allowed to act like a girl. I had to act like a tough person. And that really helped me as I got older because I'm very independent. And so I think it taught me, being an only girl, that I'm different, and because I was the only girl, and to be independent that way.
Do you think you learned more than your other siblings because of that difference?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because I'm still a girl. So I still got the chance to do different things that they couldn't do, you know, like hanging out with mom and doing the things with her, you know, doing the whole shopping spree thing. And I got to travel with mom and dad by myself with them more times than they ever traveled with them or we all did as a family. I had a lot more one-on-one time with my parents, so I believe I got to see a lot more different things. It was more diverse because the kids in the neighborhood were all so young, they were all mostly around my age, so I meshed with more of the neighborhood kids and had a lot more, I think, childhood experiences in that respect. So I was all over the place.
And the last question is, what do you think it means to be an American?
Well, having a dad that was from Finland and hearing about all his trials and tribulations of growing up through a war and things like that, and it was a different place in time in the, you know, 30s and 40s and early 50s. But being an American, you know, we have freedoms that I had not. Traveling around the world, I had gotten off in ports. For instance, like Cartagena, for one, that really sticks out, where when you depart a ship or debark from a ship, they're standing there with military guns and garb. You have to not wear your jewelry. You have to conduct yourself in a different manner because they know that you are a tourist. Being an American, it's revered by Americans to be one, but as you travel around the world, a lot of people look at you like you're entitled. You have all these things, you know, you have a lot of food, you have light, you have homes, and they're not as welcome to you in some parts of the world because of that, but we take that for granted. So being an American makes me appreciate that when I'm done with my travels, I get to come home to a warm house or a cool house, depending on the season, to clothes, to food, to entertainment. I get to earn my own money. I'm a woman with rights who gets to work. I get to make my own decisions. We have automobiles. We're not limited to bicycles or walking. We have, the elements in life that most don't have. You know, we have working washing machines and dishwashers and the things that you probably don't think twice about that I've always appreciated having. We shouldn't take for granted that we wake up every day and that we have the things we have, but it's appreciated very much.
Thank you so much, Mommy. I love you.
I love you more than you'll ever know.